Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice. Seeds of Faith by President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency. As a young Aaronic priesthood boy, I received a first-hand confirmation of the remarkable testimony of the three witnesses concerning the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon. My stake president was President Henry D. Moyle, and his father was James H. Moyle. In the summertime, Brother James H. Moyle would visit his family, and he would worship with us in our little ward in the southeast of the Salt Lake Valley. One Sunday, Brother James H. Moyle shared with us a singular, remarkable experience. As a young man, he went to the University of Michigan to study law. As he was finishing his studies, his father told him that David Whitmer, one of the witnesses of the Book of Mormon, was still alive. The father suggested to his son that he stop on his way back to Salt Lake City to visit with David Whitmer face to face. Brother Moyle's purpose was to ask him about his testimony concerning the Golden Plates and the Book of Mormon. During that visit, Brother Moyle said to David Whitmer, "Sir, you are an old man, and I'm a young man. I have been studying about witnesses and testimonies. Please tell me the truth concerning your testimony as one of the witnesses of the Book of Mormon." David Whitmer then told this young man, "Yes, I held the golden plates in my hands, and they were shown to us by an angel. My testimony concerning the Book of Mormon is true." David Whitmer was out of the church, but he never denied his testimony of the angel's visitation of handling the golden plates, or of the truthfulness of the Book of Mormon. Hearing with my own ears this remarkable experience directly from Brother Moyle's lips had a powerful, confirming effect upon my growing testimony. Having heard it, I felt it was binding upon me. When I was called to the Holy Apostleship many years ago, my sure witness prompted me to testify on that occasion in these words, "I understand that a chief requirement for the Holy Apostleship is to be a personal witness of Jesus as the Christ and the Divine Redeemer. Perhaps on that basis alone, I can qualify. This truth has been made known to me by the unspeakable peace and power of the Spirit of God." Since accepting that call many years ago, my certain witness has been greatly magnified. This is because of my undeniable testimony that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Note, from an October 2000 General Conference address. End of note. End of the section, Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice. Seeds of Faith by President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency.